Hour number three, Chasing Big Joe on this Friday, 102.5 The Game, continuing to react to the NFL draft last night, the first round, as the Titans take Carnell Tate, fourth overall, and then Keldrick Falk, 31st overall. To talk more about that, we bring in forever Titans wide receiver Chris Sanders, who is with us now. Chris, how you doing?
Man, I'm doing. You want me to sing the Ohio State fight song? I mean, we getting all these guys from
Please.
Ohio State. You want me to sing it for you?
Go ahead.
Fight the team across the field, so them Ohio's here. Send the earth reverberating with the mighty cheer. Rah, 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 hit them hard and see how they fall. Never let that team get the ball. Hail, hail, the teams are here, so winning the conference now. Let's go!
I like
there you
it.
Go.
You sound better than, you sound better than Florida-Georgia Lions, so I'll take it. Love it.
Well, you and I texted a little bit about it this morning. They do take Carnell Tate out of the Ohio State University at wide receiver. I think I don't mean this in a bad way. I felt it was a reach to get him there, but I like the player. I do think he's a good player. And as I said to you in the text, and I brought this up with Joe, I also think playing with Jeremiah Smith, there weren't as many touches for him. And so maybe he's better than the numbers show. So what did you think?
Man, I really like it. I mean, this kid is 6'3", 195, and he can make the tough catches. I know about everybody was kind of concerned about his 40 time. I mean, yeah, you can get into all that, but this guy creates separation. And one guy he's really going to make better, he's going to make better, is Cam Ward. I mean, you have a situation to where you get a blitz, you have a guy that's playing X receiver or might play Z or wherever he might play, you just throw the ball up and let him make plays. And when I tell you this guy can make plays and make the tough catches, watch the game where they're playing the Wisconsin Badgers. He runs a post route, and two guys are on him, and he jumps up and makes a play in a tight situation. And those are the kind of plays that he's going to make when he's with the Tennessee Titans. So I'm happy about it. I'm excited about it. I would like to see Jeremiah Love at that position, but at the end of the day, you still get a game-breaking player.
What does this do now for the receiver room that, you know, you got DK and Io Manor, who you expect to be better. They were going to fight for spots. But I don't know if either one of them is a number one. Tate's going to come in. He's the fourth overall pick. He needs to be the number one. And, oh, by the way, you still have Calvin Ridley, who is in the mix. Yeah. So there's some competition now in that wide receiver room.
And you love it. I mean, you want that competition. But here's the thing for it to make it work, if Ridley's still there. I mean, you got a lot of guys on this list. You just named them, Elliott, DK, Ridley. You know, you got Robinson. All those guys are on the roster. But here's the thing that they have to do to make it work. Everybody has to know their role, because there's going to be a game to where Tate may have six or seven targets a game, but the next game he might not. So, you know, you have to make sure that you check your ego at the door and say, okay, you know what? Even though I might not get enough targets in this game, the next game can be great for me. So I just think that if these guys work together, even though the receiver room is very, very crowded, but if guys know their role and they understand the vision is to win a championship, then I definitely think you can do this is a win-win situation.
Chris Sanders is with us on the Chasing Big Joe show. Hey, listen, man, I have warned you about going on across the street on the radio show at 10 o'clock. You're ours, okay? I'm going to send a cease and desist to our good friend John Burton this afternoon. So, you're ours. Just know that, okay?
I'm yours, 100%, 1,000%.
All right. So, your boy Carnell Tate comes to town. Obviously, there's a connection, you and Ohio State. And I've asked you this before, man. If you could sit in a room with him for 30 minutes, what are some of the things you're telling Carnell Tate off the field that he needs to be cognizant of?
Man, here's the thing, and the funny thing about it, he actually, at Ohio State, we wore the same number. He wore 17, and I wore 17, so the connection's there. So what I would do is I would sit down and talk to him. I would say this, forget about the pressure, just play like you did at Ohio State. Because now the pressure is even bigger. Yes, at Ohio State, you had the pressure to win and beat Michigan. But when you're talking about the pros, and you come into an organization, and automatically, you're the number one guy. So what you have to do is you have to eliminate the distractions, eliminate all the stuff they're saying, and don't let the pressure get to you. Go out there, make plays, be coachable, listen to the coaches, and go out there and just have fun. Because at the end of the day, the reason why a lot of first-round draft picks, you know, kind of fumble the football is because they let the pressure get to them. So if I have a chance to really sit down and talk to Tate, I would tell him to just say, man, go out there and have fun. You drop the ball, so what? Come back and make a play. But don't let the pressure bust the pipes. That's what I would tell this kid.
This young man has been through hell. I mean, if you look at his upbringing, he lost his mom to a drive-by shooting. Wow. I mean, this kid's pretty resilient. I mean, he's already got a good heart and a good start.
Yeah. And the thing about it is, you know, your adversity makes you into the man that you are. I mean, look at his demeanor. Look at all the stuff that he went through. So now you get into a situation to where all this adversity is coming towards you. You go back and look, I dealt with the situation with my mom. I dealt with when they said I wasn't going to college. I've dealt with all these things. So you throw this at me, I'm just going to overcome these things. So you love to hear stories like that. And then also, when we look at a guy to where he gets drafted and we see the emotions, we see the tears, we see the hugging of the commissioner. They're not just doing that for show. They're hugging him to say, you know what? All the crap that I went through, all the tears that I went through, all the stuff to where I wanted to quit, now I made it to the stage, and that's why we see a lot of those emotions.
Will you tell him, I mean, that look, man, you're going to have some days aren't going to go good. You come from Ohio State. Everything was rosy. Now you're going to have some days. Yeah. What advice you give him to keep his head up?
Man, just trust the process. I know we say that all the time, and I know it sounds kind of cliche, but you have to trust the process because sometimes, you know, the process in the road gets rocky. And I watch it. I'm going to talk about a guy that's a different position. I watch Steve McNair rest his soul. I watch him trust the process. I watch him another quarterback doesn't like him. I watch him throw an interception. I watch him where he was in a stadium, and they booed him, you know, after him hurting his sternum. But the things that Steve McNair went through, he overcame all that. And then I think I can't remember the year he won the MVP. Now he realized I'm one of the best quarterbacks in the league because he trusts the process. And that's exactly what Tate has to do. If he fumbles the ball, if he drops the ball, if he has a bad game, trust the process because at the end, you're going to be standing tall.
Chris Sanders is with us. You probably, you know, remember watching Steve when he got you or Eddie or whoever. Cam Ward, I mean, what does this do for him, knowing that he has a young receiver that they can grow together and therefore, you know, maybe get on the same page better than he would with one of these veterans?
Yeah, you know, the cool part about it is you said grow together, and that's what makes the bond between a quarterback and a receiver. I mean, when you have a situation to where these guys actually like each other, they spend time with each other, they learn from each other, but here's what Cam and Tate have to do. They have to have the same eyes. When I say they have to have the same eyes, they got to understand the secondary at the same time. They got to understand where the placement of the ball wants to be. They got to understand when it's in a tight situation or a crunch situation, their eyes are on the same page of making a play. So if these guys can grow together, learn together, cry together, bleed together, then together they're going to be standing on the podium holding that Lombardi trophy. So those are the things that you can build with these two guys.
They also take Keldrick Falk, 31st overall, trade back into the first round to get him. A lot of people have been excited about that pick, even though maybe the numbers aren't where they necessarily need to be. You look at underlying things, and it tells you this kid could be a pretty good player.
Man, he's long, and he's a disruptor. I know everybody says that about people being a disruptor, but sometimes you might not have the stats, but you're disrupting the quarterback. What does that mean? That means we have a quarterback that's on the spot or trying to go in through his read, but he feels a defensive edge guy on his arm or on his leg, so now he has to divert the throw. So when you have a guy like this that's long, that's physical, that's fast, that's a disruptor, he's going to make your defense better. He's going to make Jeffrey Simmons better. He's going to make Franklin better. He's going to make those guys better. Why? Because you have a group of guys that are sick in the quarterback, and I absolutely love this pick.
I know you like Tate, and you know the Ohio State connection, but also the connection to Arville Reese, Sonny Styles. Were you a little shocked they didn't take those guys?
I'm a little shocked, but at the end of the day, I mean, you still got a game wrecker. You still got a guy on offense that can make some plays. But man, Arville Reese was there. Just imagine adding that guy to this defense. A guy that's fast, physical, great instincts, and just add him to this defense to where they're you know on paper they look nasty. But, man, I mean, at the end of the day, I would have liked to got one of those guys, but you still got a playmaker, and I think it's a great pick.
If you're Wandale Robinson, you're looking last night, I mean, are you – I don't say you're threatened by Tate, but if you're Robinson, how do you look at them drafting Tate as it affects you?
Yeah, but see, they're playing two different roles. I mean, we're not going to have Robinson on the perimeter and have him, you know, trying to get off the line of scrimmage and trying to get off the press. You want to put him in a slot to where he creates room, run those choice routes and run those seams. I just went back and watched some of Robinson's films about 2 weeks ago, and a lot of things that he ran was in a slot. I ran choice routes. I ran seams. I run the little digs. I run those little button routes to where I just sit, you know, where the defense is. So that's his role. His role is not to be running a post, to run a comeback, to run a curl. That's not his forte. That's what they brought Tate and Calvin Ridley to do.
Well, if they bill it, and I asked Tim Hasselbeck this as well, and he seemed to agree. If Borgonzi and those guys bill it as like, we need to get Cam weapons, and this was the best weapon available. Absolutely. I'm good if they explain it that way.
Yeah, I mean, that's a great point, Big Joe.
The thing about it is
what's going to be very, very important is what personnel they're going to use. Are they going to go – you don't want to go 21 personnel that's two backs, one tight end, and two wide receivers. Now you eliminate one guy. So you want to go like 11 personnel, one back, one tight end, three wide receivers, or like a 10 personnel, you know, that's one back, zero tight ends, and four wide receivers. So now you have all your playmakers on the field. So even though, you know, you have a lot of guys, if you put these guys in the right formation, everybody can be successful.
Well, I mean, the Titans offense, they averaged 15 points per game last year, and in yards per drop back at 4.6, that was way last in the league. So
I see
why they needed it now, and then now it's up to Tate, right, to prove us all like, all right, that was the guy.
Yeah, I mean, the thing about it is, if you go back and look at some of the routes that he ran a lot of crossing routes and he ran a lot of posts. So when you have a guy that could take the top off the defense, we have a guy that can run those deep digs, a guy that can run those long crossovers, you know, with play action, he's going to make your offense better. Because now if you have a situation to where he's running the crossing routes and then you have really running the post, now you put the safety in the bind because now he's going to have to come up or stay back and it's not going to work because one of those guys are going to be open.
Chris, great stuff. Appreciate it as always. Have a wonderful weekend,
brother.
And we will talk to you soon.
Love you guys.
You too,
Chris.
See you, buddy.
Forever Titans wide receiver joining us here on the show, and also with the Big Red there at NBA.
He is. I got a question for you that is interesting for you and I and Dr. Crane being MTSU alumni on something that happened last night.
Okay.
And I want to get you guys' opinion on this because I've got one that I want to share with you about MTSU football and a guy getting drafted last night.
Okay. We will discuss that coming up next. Chase and Big Joe on this Friday, 1025 The Game.